This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs? I know Vicky from Covington is. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Vicky has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Vicky?
Yes.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. On this day in 1892, Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker, better known as what?
The zipper.
That's right. How many sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys?
How many what?
Sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Pass.
What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Yale.
Correct. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Snickers.
It is. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Switzerland.
No.
Vienna. Italy?
No.
Yeah.
What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Fashion designer. I don't know fashion designer staff.
What is the name of the bugle called played at dusk?
Taps.
Yes. We've got 6 points on the board for you, Vicky. Not bad at all. And the cheat sheet definitely helped.
Yes.
You were on it. You were so on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does have a game face on. Did you see that?
Uh-oh.
He was mean mugging.
I got to avenge that tie from earlier. I'm very disappointed in myself.
Migs, are you ready?
All right.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker on this day in 1892, better known as what?
It's National Zipper Day, so that would be a zipper.
It is. How many sets of cousins are there in the Backstreet Boys?
I have no idea. 2?
No.
1?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Entermans, the delicious treats.
No.
It's the study of entomology?
No.
Entertainment?
No. What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Oh, Harvard.
No.
Oh, Yale?
Yes. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nope.
Snickers.
Yes. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Sausage.
No.
Arnold's country, isn't it? Austria.
It is. What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Ralph Lauren?
Yes. What is the name of the bugle called bugle call played at dusk?
Oh, man. Bah, bah, bah. Bah, bah, bah. That's all I know. The Bugle Boys.
No.
Bugle-licious.
No.
Bugle, bugle, bugle.
Steve?
No.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-6. You were so close, Vicky. Next time.
Oh, man.
Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, that bugle one's going to bother me.
Well, neither of you knew that entomology is the study of insects.
Yeah, no clue.
But our friend Vicky, she knew that the bugle call at dusk is called taps. Did you know that?
Yes.
Dang it. But you still won.
I know, but I should have known that one.
I'm getting very excited for Saturday because Beat Migs is going to be happening live in person with us at a place in your hometown, Steve.
It's always fun because everyone crowds around and it feels like we're in the middle of doing something like that's illegal. Right. So it looks kind of shady, but then people walk up and they realize we're just playing Beat Migs. And yes, it's going to be in my hometown in Puyallup, Washington, over at Sunrise Village, which is a great spot. If you live in Puyallup, you know exactly what we're talking about. And it's the Red Dog, which is a Uport pub.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be there starting at noon. And if you want all the party details, head to KISW.com.
Kid friendly and dog friendly.
The Daily Migs Show.
Is there a story about you that your parents or other members of your family just absolutely love to bring up about you and will never let you live it down? 206-803-ROCK.
Judging by all the calls we've received, it seems like everybody lives a life of family members wanting to embarrass you.
And we have one person on hold who's got a story that involves the nookie, Steve.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the story that your parents or other family members will never let you live down?
So we went on a camping trip one time, and I was in my old 85 GMC pickup. Well, on the way back, I had broke my phone, for context, that weekend. I drove over with my truck, and I came up to a stoplight, and I blew my first gear on my truck, and it's an automatic. So I couldn't go forwards. Well, I threw it in reverse to see, and sure enough, reverse worked.
Okay.
So I was on my way back to base because I was in the Navy at the time, and so I had to drive in reverse 9.5 miles back to base, and I got almost there. I almost made it all the way to the front gate, and the MAs pulled me over. They thought I was drunk.
Well, yeah, they're probably not used to seeing somebody driving backwards.
True. I know. I 100% was like, all right, man, I can understand that. So they tried to turn me around, and my truck wouldn't go. And I was like, hey, man, I got to get back to base. So they gave me a police escort onto base in reverse in my truck. And everybody that was down in Lemoore, this was in Lemoore, California, everybody that was stationed down there with me still to this day always gives me all kinds of grief and brings this story up. And my dad loves telling it as well.
Oh, I bet he does. I'm just thinking about the visual. If you're just driving and you see that, and you're like, you see like a police, you know, escort. And then they're like, but that car's driving backwards. Like, I did not expect to see that today.
I don't like driving in reverse for 9 feet, let alone 9 miles.
Dude, if I'm like, oh, I just missed a great spot. And it's like almost like down the entire length of a block. But I'm like, no cars are coming. And I'm like, I'm going to slam into somebody.
206-803-ROCK. Tom from Auburn. What's the story that your parents or family members will never let you live down?
So when I was little, like toddler age, my dad and his girlfriend tried to slip away for a quickie, and I went looking for them, and I ended up walking in on them doing the deed. According to my dad, I absolutely freaked out about it, and I started screaming, "No, Daddy, don't hurt her!"
Oh no!
Back away, Daddy.
Do you remember this, or is this something that like they have to just bring it up, and you're like, "I did that"?
Yeah, it is that I don't remember it. Dad would always find the worst times to bring it up. Like, we were at a bar once, and I was trying to hit on some young woman about my age, and Dad found a way to bring it up. I think it was his way of testing her. Yeah, like, he's brought it up to girls that I was dating or girls that I was trying to impress, or just he'd get a few in them, and he'd just start telling this story.
Okay, I love your dad, but also, yeah, he's a terrible wingman.
Worst wingman ever. Amanda from Ording is there.
Let me tell you about my son. This time he walked in on me and my lady having sex.
Amanda from Ording, tell us the story that your parents or other family members just will not let you live down.
It's actually about my daughter, my youngest daughter, and my oldest daughter's best friend.
Okay.
They were younger. They're adults now, mostly. And they were at my house playing hide and seek in the dark at night. And the best friend and my youngest daughter were hiding together. And the best friend was like laying over my daughter in the yard. And one of the other children playing said something funny and made her laugh. And she laughed so hard she peed her pants, but she was on top of my daughter. So, yeah, every time she's around, we're like, oh, you remember that time you peed on my daughter?
Yeah. There's going to come a point where they're just not going to be friends anymore because she just doesn't want to be reminded of that.
Oh, Oh, no. She's like my other, she's like my third child.
That's amazing. How old are they now?
Oh, no.
50.
No, she said they were in their 20s. I think
oh,
she 20. Said
okay,
20s.
Okay, I missed that part. Thank you.
Oh, no. Danny, do you have a story like that?
Oh, my favorite was just when I was 3 years old. My mom loves to tell everyone that I was wanting to go say hi to my aunt and her friend who were hanging out in the living room. And she's like, Daniel, it was right after my shower. And she's like, Daniel, you cannot go in there. You're naked. And so I went into my room, put on my hat, and I disappeared. So my mom walks into the living room. There I am, buck naked with just a hat on. And she says, Daniel, I told you not to come in here. And I just look at her and I said, I'm not naked, Mom. I have my hat on.
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
And that makes sense now why you always show up to work wearing nothing but just a hat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a nice Kraken hat, by the way.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Jake from Belfair. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Let's spin that wheel and find out who you're playing with, me or Migs.
All right, the wheel is currently on Taryn. Will it stay there? Yes, it will.
Jake, it's you and me, baby.
Oh,
all right, Jake.
Let's do it.
Here is your clip.
Ooh, that's kind of hard to hear.
Let's play it again.
Ooh, I don't know on this one.
Would you like a hint?
I can definitely help you.
Yes.
The band is fronted by Billy Corgan. Sometimes on a spooky holiday, people like to throw these orange things around.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Nailed it.
And the song title is the number before one.
Zero.
I have to plug my nose when I try and sing like Billy Corgan. I mean, pretty much was, right?
Yeah. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Oh, that would be Faith by the greatest band in the entire world, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, we just took a time capsule from the 90s right there. Get the blank up.
Jake, congratulations.
Awesome.
I could listen to this all day.
I remember when I first heard this, I did not like it.
What?
I wasn't a George Michael guy. And so this was just like, whatever. Yeah. And then as I slowly became a Limp Bizkit fan, I went back and revisited their first record. And then I was like, oh, this song does slap.
So are you a George Michael guy now?
Oh, big time. Wham. I like him with Andrew. Sure. Him alone, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
With the weather being so wonderful, I'm getting all of my outside chores done these days, Steve.
Okay.
Migs. And one of those things has been weeding the garden.
Okay.
So I want to know if this practice that I've been doing whilst weeding apparently makes me a monster, according to my husband. So I would like to get the opinions of you and also our callers.
So we have a few people that are on hold right now. We have Danny in the room, myself as well. I have no idea what you're doing other than you sent me an email that says, hey, my husband thinks I'm a monster for something I do and I want to check and see if I am with the Rockaholics.
So we were in the garden the other day and Barrett's in there with me as well, and that's my 5-year-old son who loves to dig with excavators. So he's digging in the garden with me and he encountered a beetle which he smashed with his foot. And I kind of reprimanded him. I was like, dude, don't do that. We don't kill the bugs. Like, let them live.
Especially outside.
Right?
I feel like when they come into your home, it's kind of like a home intruder.
Yes.
All bets are off. What?
Like, I agree.
You, hey, spider, I didn't invite you into this house. Now I can do whatever the hell I want to you.
You must die.
But on the outside, I'd be like, hey, spider, what's up? You walk around and crawl wherever you want.
So then another thing that usually happens when I'm weeding is the chickens come around me because they know that if I find a worm or a beetle or a spider, I'll throw it to them to eat it.
Okay.
And so Brad was like, you just told your son not to kill the beetle with his foot, but you're feeding the bugs to the chickens. Make it make sense.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Because it's like being a hunter. If you're going to hunt and you're going to eat what you hunt, I have no problem with it. If you're just going out there just to shoot animals, I think that's weird.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm curious to know what Kevin from Renton thinks. Kevin, do you think that I'm a monster for feeding the grubs and the critters to my chickens while I'm weeding?
I don't. I think, telling a little one that... not to do it. It's just being a good parent. You know, it's being a good parent, teaching morals and values. But at the same time, you're also teaching the cycle of life. We all have to eat.
Right.
The chicken.
At some point, you're going to eat that chicken.
No, so. I'm not. Just the eggs. Charlie in Lakewood, what do you think? Am I a monster for feeding all the bugs I find to the chickens?
Well, do you collect the eggs to consume in your home?
I sure do.
Well, they do say that, the better things you feed your chickens or the happier you make them, the better tasting eggs you get. So if your chickens are happy with what you're feeding them, then, I'm sure that's going to, cross over into how your eggs taste. So I say go for it.
Happy hens.
Yeah. Also, Don, a quick question. Is when Barrett was killing that beetle, was he, yelling at it? Was he, asserting dominance over it?
No. He just gave it a little toe smash,
Did he say this after he stepped on it?
I'm sick of you.
Something like that. Solomon from Seattle, weigh in. Do you think I'm a monster for feeding the grubs and the worms and the beetles to the chickens as I find them?
Well, Taryn, some people are born bad, and then you have your own theme music. It would be bad.
Bad girls. What you gonna do?
Oh, gosh. Someone says, I think it's a wonderful way to show your son the circle of life. And this is how the chickens eat, and this is how we take care of things. But we also, we're not cruel, and we don't just kill the bugs. You're doing a great job, Taryn. Oh, that's from Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne. I feel so much better about myself now. Brad really was making me feel like, what are you teaching this child? I'm teaching him that chickens really like bugs.
That seems about fair. That seems about right. Yeah, good job. Great job, according to Suzanne and nobody else. You're doing a great job. No, I'm kidding. Someone just said, make sure you explain the difference to Barrett.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yes. We're not murdering. We're sharing.
So when you guys were arguing, was Barrett listening to you guys argue about this?
No.
Oh, you sent them. Yeah, the adults are talking. Barrett, get in the
get
other room.
Get out of here. Take your excavator and go.
Also, if you teach him the difference between eating and killing, you might have him start eating bugs. So just be careful with that one.
Daily Migs Show.
Let's start with Chandler from Tacoma. Chandler, what kind of animals do you have first?
So I have a... Good morning, guys. Again, this is the second time I've called in today because I have the horrible commute from Tacoma to Bellevue. So,
all right, we're backed up on time, so tell us how you spoil your dog.
So I actually have a cat.
Okay.
And he's allowed to sleep under the covers with me when I go to bed.
That's awesome. And I don't think that's weird at all.
No! 206-803-ROCK, Bill from Graham, what dumb way do you spoil your pet?
I will feed them what I'm eating. So yesterday I stopped and watched a softball game. They each got a hot dog.
Nice.
At least you're not eating what they're eating.
Right.
That would be weird.
206-803-ROCK, Dawn, delivering mail in Eatonville. How do you spoil your pet?
Well, we have a beagle, and she is very food-driven, so she doesn't get table scraps or anything, but she gets a ton of greenies, too many, my husband thinks, and she does get to sleep with us, too.
Well, I kind of sigh. Yeah, those greenies ain't cheap.
No, they're not at
all. It's ridiculous how much they charge.
206-803-ROCK. Tony from Port Orchard, our simple question. What way do you spoil your pet?
So, we just got a new kitten about 2 months ago, 8-week-old kitten. And my wife and I both work from home. So this kitten gets to sleep on one of our laps all day, every day, no matter what's going on.
That is the good life right
spoiled,
there, for sure.
Spoiled life right there.
206-803-ROCK, Joshua in Gig Harbor. What dumb way do you spoil your pet?
Hey, guys. I give him treats, and I give her tennis balls that she likes tearing up, and I throw them for her. But, yeah.
Nice. That's we have awesome. Tennis ball dogs too.
Yeah. Do your dogs just destroy those balls?
Oh, they destroy everything.
That's what
I mean. They destroy everything. They're 90 pounds.
Yeah. It's like even with DJ, it's like 20 something pounds. It's like any toy we get are like, that's going to be done in about 24 hours.
We should see how long it takes them to get the squeaker out.
Do oh, like yeah. A little,
put a timer on and see whose dog is faster.
What do you do to spoil your pets?
Well, really, our neighbors do it. Because they buy really bougie treats for their animals, and then their animals oftentimes are so bougie themselves that they turn their nose up. So we just inherit the bougie treats from our neighbors and never have to buy any.
It's like keeping up with the card dog she in.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really sorry.
The Daily Migs Show.
ScreenRant.com. is ranting again, Steve Nicks.
They're angry.
I know, it's a shocker. They put together this list of rock songs that they say have the best opening lines.
Okay, I love that. Kind of sucks you in, hooks
for
you
sure.
Right from the get-go.
This is an example, number one on their list.
Now, their number one, I argue, is it rock?
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. You see loud, women walk, I've been kicked around since I was born.
Danny, do you know this one?
I do, but I was trying to, I'm trying to picture the beginning of the song, the intro, because like that's what's supposed to pull you in. Is it, so it's just like the disco beat?
I think it's just the opening line just sucks you in.
Oh, okay.
They're talking more about the opening line than the intro, like the music.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like that opening line where it's like everybody knows it and they could probably keep singing the song after it because of that opening line.
I get it. I disagree with that because I don't like that song.
Okay, thanks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hating on the Bee Gees this early in the morning.
You need to listen. Okay. I'll save it for when Steve's not sober and I'll have this long, heartfelt conversation with you about why the Bee Gees are great. I did it to D. Ted Smith and I convinced him that the Bee Gees are actually an awesome band.
They really are.
Yeah.
So we need to put the people to the test, obviously. We're going to play the opening line, and you have to guess the artist or the song. Let's chat with Jennifer from Seattle. First off, Jennifer, who's your favorite band?
Hands down, Heart.
Heart.
Nice, good choice.
Okay, you know what? This band, artist, is around that era of music, so maybe you'll be able to pick it up. I feel like you will. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Do you know that one?
Uh-huh. Space Cowboy.
Bye. Do you know who sings it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Steve Miller.
Yeah!
And it's not, it's called The Joker, but.
It's not
there. Call me the Gangster of Love. The Gangster of Love.
I love the guitar right here.
Some people call me Maurice.
Who is this again?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, okay.
Rock music, rock music's crankiest man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the pompous of love.
Okay, okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Gavin.
I freaking love that song.
Gavin from Redmond, who is your favorite band?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, good choice.
Well, this is definitely not the Beatles, but let's see if you can figure out who it is. I think you should be able to rather quickly.
Okay. Come as you are. Okay, it's Nirvana.
Yeah. And that is... That is a great pick. I feel like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, probably their most iconic song. But when it comes to, like, vocals, I think everybody knows that line.
Yes, I want you to be.
Good one. That's a good one.
Matthew from Monroe, your favorite band would be who?
Oh. Yeah, I got to pick the three that are all together. And it's Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, and Tool.
But okay.
Had to pick one, it'd be Tool, I think.
It's a great selection.
Know. Depends on the day. I'm the same way. Like, it's hard for me to say one band is absolutely my favorite. It just depends on the mood.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Yeah. Six Feet Under the Devil.
I still wanted to. I think I would put that as their best song ever.
It's such a great jam. I've been around for a long, long
year. Stole many a man's soul. Okay.
Brian from Tacoma. Your favorite band, sir?
Today I'm going to go with Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay. Oh. Well, you know what? This band, very popular. I think they've actually toured together.
Oh.
Not that long ago. So are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The world is a vampire.
Yes, that would be the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. This is that song when they do it live and he starts that opening line. You can just feel the energy of the entire room. Like, okay, S is about to go down.
I'm going to open this pit up.
I mean, he's just a rat in a cage after all.
Yeah, he is.
You got time for one more?
Yeah. Sure. All Mason right. from Oak Harbor. Who's your favorite band?
Slayer!
Well, this is not Slayer, but let's see if you can figure it out. Ground
control. Oh, my God.
David Blumy. Bowie. Yeah.
David Blumy for some, though. All right, I have one that I want to put in your guys' hand and see if you agree with me. I feel like this should be on the list. It's not on the list, but I feel like this is one of those songs, once you hear the opening line, you're ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah. I've got another confession to make. I mean, it's no Bee Gees.
It's no Bee Gees. But rumor has it, when you hear that line, you instantly get pregnant.
Oh.
No, sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.